Results from Loyalist Township's public engagement regarding splash pads showed that 93% of respondents were in favor of a splash pad in the township. Communication and engagement with the public took place in May and June. There were over 1,300 surveys completed, and just under 94% of respondents were residents of Loyalist Township. The township will now implement these results into their new Parks and Recreation Master Plan, slated for completion by June 2024. The plan will identify factors such as the best location, design, the building materials, and the surface options. Consideration will also be given to which type of water operating systems would be appropriate for the township. Councillor Paul Prodrick noted his excitement for moving forward with the splash pad.
I'm really excited to see this report, and I hope that it's an indication that we're moving in the direction to have this done before maybe a couple of snowfalls. But thank everybody, and I really want to thank the people who came out. And you see that over 1,000 responses on the internet. So there is an interest out there, and I look forward to where we're going with this.
Mayor Jim Hagedorn spoke about what he saw as positives from the public engagement.
We had a great turnout on this from the public. We thank them for that. That certainly allows us to know what direction we need to be looking in, and thanks to staff for the extensive public engagement.
Pricing for splash pads is dependent on the size, shape, and the features. The type of surface and water system also factor into the cost. Landscaping, fencing, and other park amenities in the area surrounding the splash pad will be taken into consideration for cost as well. A final list of costs will be presented to Council for consideration as they work towards completing their new Parks and Recreation Master Plan before June 2024. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.